إله إلا الله إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحيتنا اللهم واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا اللهم على من عادانا اللهم ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا رب العالمين أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وعنا معهم إلى يوم الدين أما بعد In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate, the most merciful, all praise and thanks are due to him and peace and blessings be upon his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He who is guided by the will of Allah, no one can misguide him. And he who is misguided, no one can guide him except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How can you be proud of your Quran? How can I be proud of the Quran? Why am I asking this question? We are living in a place, the majority, they are non-Muslims. We are living in a world, the majority, they don't believe in what we believe in. We are living in a world where millions of people, they believe just in materialistic things. We believe in a world where millions around us, they claim that they believe just in science. What cannot be proved in the applied science is not acceptable for them. In this ocean of contradictions, when someone is asking you, are you a Muslim? Yes. Do you believe in God? Yes. Okay, what else? I believe the Quran. Really, you believe the Quran? How can you prove that the Quran is from Allah? Simple question. Any one of us can face it at any moment. If you did not face it, your kids will face it sooner or later. If no one faced this question from you or your kids, please, you challenge the people with it. Okay? So, how can I be proud? Before I answer this question, which is the title of my khutbah, كيف أكون فخورا بقرآني, I need to pay attention that I must be proud because simply, it's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want the very short answer, I'm supposed to be proud because it's the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For me, it's a gift. It's a guidance of human beings for every single person up to the day of judgment of how to live this life on this earth. It is the catalog from, if I may put it metaphorically, the catalog of the manufacturer for me. I'm the created device, how to operate myself properly. So it's a gift. It's not just, and this gift is not for me as an Arab, or for you as a Pakistani, or for he or she as a Somalian or a Yemeni. No. كَافَّةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. It's for every single human being on earth up to the day of judgment. So, let us begin how to let this gift be reached to others. Because we do not own it, by the way. It's not ours. Anyone with love, we must work as a bridging a gap. We must bridge the gap between people and Allah. It happened by the blessings of Allah that we already have the gift in our hands, not because we deserve. because of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The least of what we should be doing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to move this gift from us to others, and that's it. When you discuss with someone, tell him the following, please. I don't care if you hate me. Don't worry if you don't like my color, my race, my accent, my language. Exclude me from everything, but please, please, think about the book, because this book is a gift from God to you, not for me. Just, it's for all of us. So this is the introduction. Now, simply, as I always say, one of the roles that the chamber, the minbar, the Friday ceremony, Khutbat al-Jum'ah, should be doing is, and it should be an informative session. Jalsa ta'limi, educational session. So let's help how to educate ourselves to defend our faith, to defend the book, and to give the book with its power, its divine power. Now, how can I prove that this book is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that others can accept it as a gift? In a very simple way. موضوعنا يا أحبة كيف أكون فخورا بكتابي ولن أكون فخورا حتى أتيقن أنه من عند الله ونحن الحمد لله وجودكم هنا دليل على أنكم مؤمنون لكن بعد الإيمان قد تتعرض إلى سؤال كيف تعرف أن الكتاب الذي تؤمن به هو من عند الله وأنت تعيش في هذا العالم المادي باختصار. My answer is simple. I did this more than twice in the last week for the youth and face life for thousands of people because we need it now. And please, if you like what you are listening to, if you understood what I'm saying, convey the message to every single person around you as long as you can. Now, we start the answer. How can I know that this book is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now, I will use the common sense answer, the logical answer. سؤال البدعي. This book could be from one of three possible categories without a fourth one. Number one, it could be from the shaitan. Number two, man-made, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or anyone else. Number three, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't have a fourth option. It's either or. Shaitan, human, on top of the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we prove that it's impossible to be from the shaitan, and it's impossible to be from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we give evidences that it cannot be but from Allah, so the file is completely closed in a very simple language. And I prove to you now, in less than 20 minutes, we can prove that the Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First category, it's from the shaitan. Common sense. Anyone who opens the book will find, if not tens, hundreds, if not thousands of verses, curses, shaitan. إن الشيطان لكم عدو فاتخذوه عدوا. For example, in many verses, لعنه الله. In many verses, مذءوما مدحورا. Common sense. If the Quran is from the shaitan, is it acceptable as a common sense? Someone who pushed Muhammad, the Arabic genius person, and he composed the Quran, I mean the shaitan, and he filled the Quran with cursing himself? Common sense. Can anyone accept this? A small child with 4 years, if he understands just we are talking, this simple logic, it's impossible. So just exclude this possibility. This book is full of cursing for the Satan, and to avoid the shaitan, and the steps of the shaitan, and the horrible things of the shaitan, attacking the shaitan, you know, being scandals of the shaitan. So how can it could be the shaitan? So exclude this. It's a very simple answer. Now, the only two possibilities, as many Orientalists, unfortunately, Mustashriqeen, most of them, they were Christian priests. They came and they were supported by their countries in early 14th, 15th, 16th, and the core of their work was 16th, 17th, 18th century. They are called Orientalists, Mustashriqun. 70% out of every 100 of them, they were Christians. 20% of them, they were Jews. 10% of them, they were free thinkers, just on a scholarly basis. Those Orientalists worked for hundreds of years, and they produced a lot of false things against the Quran. such as one of their biggest lie that the Quran, it was composed by Muhammad. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a very genius Arab, very clever, and he wanted to unite the backward Arabs, and he invented an idea. So how can I, as Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what they are claiming. So Muhammad looked at the Arabs, and the Arabs, they were very backward. They have no political status, no power, no money, no social power, nothing at all. So how can I unite them? Let me create a big lie. Look, God sent me, and God is telling you, if you kill other people and you siege their countries, He is promising you with virgins and huriyat in the day of judgment, and you can take the money and. This is how they claim what they accuse sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's examine this big lie. If I can prove to you in a few evidence, we have hundreds of evidences. I will be using just few of them to tell you that it's impossible to be from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a common sense. One of the evidences that this Quran is impossible to be from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If, as an Arab, he should be proud of his family. As an Arab, he should be proud of his tribe, his people. Now, we know from the history of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved Khadija very much. He lived with her 25 years. And then he loved Aisha very much. How many surahs do we have in the Quran about Khadija and Aisha? How many? None. How many surah with the name of Abu Bakr? Zero. How many surah about Fatima? Zero. How many about Sa'd, Mu'ad, Bilal? None. Zero. Someone spent 23 years to control Arabs. He did not even mention his beloved people for 23 years, not even once in his book. How come he is the one who composed this book? This is a simple evidence. If you are composing a book, do you think that he will be proud of writing the name just to gain their hearts? 23 years, quarter century, writing a book. You don't mention, as an Arab, you know the pride for the Arabs, the tribal thinking, the name of honor. On the contrary, if he was trying to collect Arab, it's another evidence now, he should be gaining the heart of the very powerful people of Arabs. He was attacking them. And Walid ibn Mughira, عُتُلٍ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ زَنِينَ أَنْ كَانَ ذَا مَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. He's attacking him as this is the one who was mentioned in the Quran. لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ عَلَى رَجُلٍ مِنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ. He was one of the greatest people of Quraysh. The Quran was attacking him as he is illegitimate child of his father. If Muhammad was trying to gain the hearts of Arabs, who on earth will accept that he was wasting his time in attacking the most powerful person in Quraysh? Common sense. His uncle, Abu Lahab. His direct uncle, Tabbat yada Abi Lahab wa tab. Ma aghna anhu ma lahu ma kasab. Do you think there is a crazy person who will do it? A crazy will not do it. So how come Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was attacking his family, his tribe, his, if he was composing this and he was trying to unite the Arabs to control the world? These are two common, quick common sense. Third, evidence. You know that the Quran came as I always say, Jews, from the people of the book, they believe in the Old Testament. Christians, they believe in the New Testament. We Muslims believe in the last testament. Yes, Allah sent a testament for the Jews. Then a new one, then the final one by the seal of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which includes everything has previously or was previously revealed. We believe in that. So, now you will know that we have tens of verses where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not have that good relation, unfortunately, with Christians and Jews. And you know that the Romans at that time, they were Christians. And they were attacking him. The Arabs, Al-Ghassasina wal-Manadira, in the north of Arabic Peninsula, they were Christians. And they were attacking Arabs and Muslims. And Romans, the Byzantines, they were attacking Muslims. Yet, you have a special chapter in the Quran with the name of Mary, Maryam. Who is Mary? Mary, she is the mother of Jesus. Jesus, the most important character in Christianity, which politically, they are his enemies. You explain to me. You explain it. When someone asks you, how can you prove this book from Allah? I said, you answer to me. If this man is trying politically to gather his people, do you think he will praise the mother of the core person of the religion of the state that is attacking him? And another big surprising news, as an expert in comparative religions, me talking about myself, Christians in their four gospels and their literature, they don't have 10% of beautiful description and biography for Mary as we have. We have a praising statements for Maryam alayhi salam more than Christians have. You explain it to me. How did this happen? It's not just praising here. Like the brother is asking me, please, there's no enough spaces. Can you squeeze yourself to your right hands and one step forward, please? Two steps. Squeeze to your right hand forward. Jazakum Allah khairan. And the final evidence, Jazakumullah khairan, final evidence about that it's impossible to be from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was fighting a lot of enemies, and a lot of enemies, you know, they used to hold a lot of hatred against him. Except Abu Lahab, as Allah decided. Do we have even one single name of his enemies? Names. No names. Just description for their deeds. If it's up to Muhammad, as a normal human being, someone is attacking him on daily basis, even Abu Walid al-Mughira that we described, we know this because of what we call the reasons for revelation, Asbab al-Nuzul. But the name of Abu Walid al-Mughira is not mentioned. For example, Uqma bin Abi Mu'ayd wa Ubayy ibn Khalaf, in the very famous revelation, which is وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. Their names are not mentioned. Al-Walid, they are not mentioned. Abu Jahl, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, فِرْعَوْن هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ, he gave him the title as the Pharaoh of this Ummah. His name is not mentioned. 23 years of enmity, and his men name, their names are not mentioned. Humanly speaking, if you are the composer of a book and you want to gather the people with you against your enemies, don't you mention their names? Don't you mention their names? This is just to prove that this book is for human beings after the day of judgment. Because our problem is not with this specific person. Where our problem is with the attitude and the deed itself. One of the scholars, he was saying, imagine when Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu, you know, he became one of the greatest Muslims. He was fighting in Badr, sorry, in Uhud against Muslims. Later on, he became one of the great heroes of Islam. One of the scholars, he was saying, he said, imagine Khalid ibn Walid after he embraced Islam and he had the first ghusl and the first wudu in Islam, he came to pray the Fajr and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was reading from the surah that is mentioning his father, Al-Walid al-Mughira by his name. What will happen? This is another proof that Allah knows the ghaib, the unseen, that those people, they will become Muslims. Their their names or the names of their relatives or the names of their wives, or they were not mentioned. I'm giving you just very simple. Let's go to the last session now of our khutbah, how to give you proofs that this Quran, it's impossible to be but from Allah. The previous section was, it's impossible to be from Muhammad. We were excluding the possibility that it's from Muhammad. Now, evidences this book, it's impossible to be but a divine revelation. Impossible. Very quick, simple. In general, you know some of them, but let me give you examples. Scientific miracles. Quran contains 1,000 plus verses about references about what we call now, in our language, science. Applied science. Okay? Pure science. Now, I will be mentioning two or three or four examples, depends on the time, that if someone asks you, how can you prove, you ask him, how do you explain the existence of this verse 1400 years ago? But now, one of the well-known examples, the steps of development of the human being in the womb of their mothers. Just recently, I mean by recently, a few decades ago, we discovered the steps of development for the human being from nutfa to alaqa to mudgha to idham to lahm to full creation. Just recently. Now, human beings used to think for hundreds of years that before we are born, we will be formed as a full human beings with a very small size, and we keep on, you know, just the size will be bigger and that's it. Just recently, maybe 60s, 50s, 40s, you are talking about tens of years, who told Muhammad about the drop, clot, lump of flesh, bones, flesh, it's not just the itself, even the steps of it. Who told them? Can anyone claim on earth that 1400 years ago they had technology or x-ray, for example? Can anyone claim? No one can claim. You tell the person who's asking you, how do you explain this? Another example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he was challenging the non-believers, one of the verses, أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَلَّنْ نَجْمَعَ عِظَامَهُ بَلَى قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَهُ. Look, 1400 years ago, Allah is challenging the disbelievers by saying, it's not just I will recreate you, but rather I will reshape your fingerprints. Who on earth at that time was aware of the fact, scientifically speaking, that every single person has his unique fingerprint? Who? Who can claim it? Let him come. No one. No one. It's impossible. And anyone who respects his mind and knows what science is, knows that this information was not known. How did Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam know this? I'm giving you two examples out of 1,000. Third example. مرج البحرين يلتقيان بينهما برزخ لا يبغيا. Allah is talking 1400 years ago through Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that part of his creation, the water, the oceans, the seas, and he is saying that the water of X sea will not interfere with the water of another sea. Maraj al-Bahr, and he's saying, بَيْنَهُمَا, between the two seas, barzakh. The barzakh in Arabic is the barrier, al-hajiz بين الشيئين. بَيْنَهُمَا barzakhun la yabghiyan, no transgression, no water will, you know, do baghi. Baghi, which means to leave its place to go to the another place. And then between them there is a barrier. Ya Allah, when did they discover the differences in what we call the density, the density and the salinity, al-muluha wa al-kathafa? When humanity discovered this, just late 60s, how did Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and by the way, with their naked eyes, just through the satellites, they discovered this kind of amazing barzakh between oceans and seas. How did Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam know this? This question should be addressed to every Muslim who has doubts, for every non-Muslim, if he is asking about Islam. And please tell him the following, please forget me, I am the one who's speaking with you. You tell him, forget me, forget my color, forget my race, forget my nationality, my accent, forget everything. Think about the reality itself. This book is from God to you. And my final example is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking about some of the non-believers who decided to reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah was challenging them that أنه سيجعل صدره ضيقا حرجا كأنما يصعد في السماء. Allah is mentioning part of the disasters the non-believers will be facing in this human life. When they refuse, when they reject faith, He was comparing them with the one who is يصعد في السماء. This is the Quranic expression. يصعد, who was flying at that time? Who was aware of the layers of the atmosphere at that time? Who did know at that time that when you are ascending, okay, in the sky, going, ascending, صعودًا, every few hundreds of meters, the oxygen will be less and your breathing will be more difficult. This is the meaning of يجعل صدره ضيقا حرجا كأنما يصعد في السماء. The translation of this, that the person will be like someone who is ascending in heavens and he will be breathing like this. How did Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam know that? How? They have just discovered this few tens of years. If anyone on earth, if any atheist, if any non-Muslim, if any scientist who claims that he believes in science can bring an answer for this, let us leave Islam and follow him, if they can. But this Quran is challenging. And please, I'm not giving you, when I say challenging, in a brotherly sense, with a nice, good attitude. Don't attack the people for it, because this is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يرزقنا حسن الفهم والإخلاص بالقول العمل وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد. إن الحمد لله نحمده سبحانه ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له, له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. Respected brothers and sisters, life is very short. We don't know when any one of us will be passing away. So, please, as long as you know and you believe that Allah has blessed you with the gift of Islam, with the gift of the Quran, we have no right to keep this gift with us. It's just a trust, amana. It must be conveyed. يجب أن تنقل للآخر. Otherwise, we are not respecting the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So please, feel proud. Be proud, seek the knowledge, convey the knowledge, so that inshallah all of us will be able to raise up our hands, نرفع رؤوسنا, in the day of judgment before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, Ya Allah, we have done our best. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارحمنا فوق الأرض وتحت الأرض يا رب العرض عليك يا كريم. سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك, أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك, أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر وأنت على كل شيء قدير. اللهم إنا عبيدك أبناء وعبيدك أبناء وإمائك, نواصينا بيدك, ماض فينا حكمك, عدل فينا قضاؤك, نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك, أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك واستأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وغمومنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في القول والعمل. اللهم ارحمنا وارحم والدينا ووالد والدينا واصحاب الحقوق والواجبات علينا يا رب العالمين. يا رب من مات من ابائنا وامهاتنا واخواننا واحبابنا ومن له حق علينا يا الله اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضه من رياض الجنه ولا تجعل حفره من حفر النيران واغسلهم بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقهم من الذنوب والخطايا والاثام كما ينقى الثوب الابيض من الدنس. ان الله يامر بالعدل والاحسان وايتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. واقم الصلاه.